Public defenders and county prosecutors have long complained about inadequate funding and staffing in their offices. This year, Governor Jim Doyle's budget would have both groups, and especially district attorneys, get by with even less. Dane County Assistant DA Reagan Shapiro said cuts in her office are already slowing down cases and driving her peers to private practice. She was asked by state lawmakers whether the situation would be made worse if the legislature passes tougher DUI laws, specifically one that criminalizes a first offense.
We are already making the difficult decisions to choose which crimes we can no longer prosecute. And if you criminalize a DUI first offense, I guess I like to describe it as a funnel. There's only so much that can go through a tiny hole, and we're doing the best that we can, but it'll just add to the workloads.
Larry Peterson of the Wisconsin Public Defenders Union says his office has a finite level of time and resources.
So it's quite possible to raise the penalty levels, the sanctions, the importance of any individual offense, and if you talk to victims of those offenses, there are very compelling reasons to do that. At the same time, every hour of my day that comes off of one file to spend on another file, there's a reduction in responsiveness.
Legislators and the governor have proposed a variety of tougher drunk driving laws this session, although there's no sign that there's strong momentum behind criminalizing a first offense. There's also no strong indication one way or another on what, if anything, the legislature plans to change in the governor's budget for DAs and public defenders. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.